After exhaustive discussions with insurance companies, the Sioux Valley High School finally has an insurance settlement. The school burned to the ground in June 2007. The new school was built without knowing exactly how much money would be available. KTNA's Sue Dio has the story.
The companies involved, Alliance and Great American, as well as the borough, have been working on an agreement since the school burned to the ground over 32 months ago. John Duffy reports that the total amount received is just over $17.8 million. The school was built with funds from the borough treasury. Now that the settlement has occurred, the borough can sign the agreement with the state for the money that the legislature appropriated after the school burned. With the insurance settlement finally in, Duffy is able to calculate the borough's share for the state grant.
At this point in time, we are estimating that the borough will have to provide approximately $1.8 million in local funds for the local match.
The total amount expended on design and construction of the new school adds up to $24 million, about $6 million more than what the insurance settlement is. The insurance dollars eligible are applied 100%, and any remaining money that needs to be covered will be split with the state, 30% from the borough, 70% from the state. Last week, Superintendent George Troxell explained it by saying that it is not a normal situation.
Because rather than the district being able to set a bond, go to the voters and expect a definite amount from the state upon which the furniture and equipment money is a percentage of, you know, we didn't have that, those finite, definite figures.
Students and teachers moved into the new school on the Parks Highway the first of the year. The $24 million building is the first LEED certified high school in the state of Alaska. The LEED designation, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, provides standards in environmentally sustainable design and construction. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.